Welcome to Hypnagogue Podcast number 382. I'm your host, John Shanahan. You know what I've gotten a lot of recently? Flute music.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that concludes the flute portion of Hypnagogue podcast number 382. No big theme here, really. It's just that recently, as I was shuffling the holding tanks, listening to music and trying to figure out what to play on upcoming shows, it just occurred to me that there was a lot of flute-based music coming in the door recently. So I thought, why not put them all together? Why not have just too much damn flute all at once, and then we can all have a fluty hangover when we're done, and it will be delightful along the way, and we probably won't even mind. So there you go, lots and lots of flute. And for me, when I think about flute music, one of the first names that comes to mind is Ann Lycater, so we started there. She probably kind of kicked this off in my thinking about flute as well, so she opens up the show. As well, that track was Peaceful Prayer from her release Whispers from Earth. I was very pleased to get another album from Raphael Groten. You heard him back on this program quite a while ago. It is called Great Blue, and that track was Far Beyond. After that, Peter Phippen conjures some ghosts, the spirits that are inside some of his ancient flutes, and sets them free for us. And that track was called Entangled Forevermore. And then things took a turn for the primal with Byron Metcalf and Shane Morris. Their first collaboration is called Ancestral Resonance, and I played the title track for you. After that, Hiram with From Above, that is from Air Songs. And then I got this album from Robert Simon Thomas, and I loved it from the minute that I listened to it. Just a beautiful, gentle album. Wonderful stuff. Not entirely, so you may have thought that we had kind of left the flute behind at that point because it was much more kind of piano-based, but the flute played a very prominent role, and I heard it one afternoon as I was driving along, and I thought, that's going in the flute show. That track was called Rainforest Part 2. The album is Nature Beauty. And then Kenneth Hooper, who you heard just, I think, two or three episodes ago from his album As the Crow Flies. I remembered that I really enjoyed the flute music on Kenneth's album and brought him back in for another one. Why not? It's my show. That track, and I picked this track solely because I really like the name. It's just called Afternoon at Chuck's. And then we closed out this set with Brandon Lane. You have to understand that Brandon Lane is the reason pretty much that there is a Hypnagogue. Because back in 2003, when I decided that I would write reviews, the reason I decided to start writing reviews is because I had bought a Brandon Lane sampler, and I really love the music. I have loved Brandon's stuff for years. And it moved me to write, and I was a member of a Yahoo group at the time that covered like space music and stuff. And so I posted it there, and kind of at the end of it, I had said, you know, if anyone else has music they want me to listen to, I'd be happy to, you know, probably write something up. Da, da, da. So because I did that, that's kind of where the whole Hypnagogue thing started. So it's very bad for me to forget that Brandon sent me new music in 2021. Yes, I said 2021. Okay, I'm not happy about it. And then you know what? Brandon became
an artist John forgot.
And I'm not happy about it. I'm really not. But I got it on right where it fit, right? That's all that matters in the long run. That was a single called Bamboo Garden from the wonderful Brandon Lane. And that is what brought us up to this stopping point here on Hypnagogue podcast number 382. So we will put the flutes away for now. And you know what? I think I'm going to hit you in the face to start off this next part with the opening track from the great new collaboration. And it's the third collaboration between these guys, Craig Padilla and Marvin Allen. It's called Weathering the Storm, and this track is called The Prodigal Son. It's 19 minutes of so much goodness. Oh my, you're going to be happy that I did this. Craig Padilla, Marvin Allen, The Prodigal Son. This is Hypnagogue Podcast 382.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that, you see, is how we roll up to the end of Hypnagog, podcast number 382. We started off this set with Craig Padilla and Marvin Allen from their album Weathering the Storm. This is just a fantastic piece of music. Craig and Marvin have done 3 albums together now. I believe they're all on the Spotted Peccary label, and they're all just fantastic. I love the artistic chemistry between these two. There's power, there's quiet beauty. Marvin's guitar solos are just mind-shreddingly good. And each of these albums, and you've heard tracks from each of them here on the show in the past, both have that ability to kind of ping those old-school pleasure centers that still resonate in old fellas like me. You know, you kind of hear that Tangerine Dreamish thing going on just because you hear a sequencer and some guitar, and it just makes you happy. So that was the opening track from that album. It was called The Prodigal Son. That's S-U-N, by the way. Because no Hypnagog podcast is complete without some spelling. After that, it was Parallel Worlds with Angles from Plector. And John Ryder Holmes with the title track from Manichees and Mad Men. And that's Manichees, not Manatees, by the way. And Manicheism, I'm going to read directly from the internet for you. A key belief in Manicheism is that the powerful, though not omnipotent, good power, God, was opposed by the eternal power of the devil. Humanity, the world, and the soul are seen as the byproduct of the battle between God's proxy, primal man, and the devil. So we get Manichees and Mad Men. Because no Hypnagog podcast is complete without some obscure lesson. After that, The Inventors of Aircraft, with Deep in the Magic Kingdom from Edge of Imagination. And we closed out with a big combo. This is really interesting. There are 4 experimental bass guitar players. That would be Crow's Labyrinth, Distant Fires Burning, John Doe 1, and Stratosphere. And they got an idea. What if they took a track where one person kind of laid down their section all on bass guitar, process bass guitar, passed it along to the next person, and they also added some process bass guitar. And then to the third person, you get the point. The album is called Bassbeants, and that was Bassbeant 4, and it's a really very cool album. Just a great concept and really, really well executed. So do go check that out. Just a reminder, if you hear something that you like on the show, just head to the playlist at hypnagogpodcast.com. I know most people now just have the podcast delivered directly into their devices by RSS feed, but if you want to check that stuff out, there are always links at hypnagogpodcast.com. And I haven't said this in a while, but if you do happen to go and get some music from an artist that you heard here on the show, if you have the opportunity to communicate with them, let them know that you heard their music on the Hypnagog podcast. And of course, as always, send the artist something. Even if they have a name your own price, make it something that is higher than zero. They give you the good music, you can give them a couple of bucks. It's the way we used to do it in the old days, ladies and gentlemen. Before Napster. Oh, who am I kidding? We were all recording stuff off of albums and passing it around. We all had mixtapes. Of course we did. But at least we paid for some of those albums in the first place. I am digging a huge hole that I'm never going to get myself out of, so I'm just going to stop talking about that. Pay artists. My name is John Shanahan. It is my pleasure every 2 weeks to bring you the best in ambient electronic and contemporary instrumental music. Gonna do it again in 2 weeks. We're coming up 2 shows from now is the birthday show. 14 years old, heading into our 15th year. 14 years, not a penny made. What am I doing? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm bringing good music into your ears, and I'm glad you're listening. Check in with me in 2 weeks. Another great show full of beautiful music from The Holding Tank. And until that time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and friendettes, I bid you all peace and power.